you don't get quiet. I'd like to call to order the June meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. Would you please join us as the colors are presented by our Navy Junior ROT company, Wildcat Company, and remain standing for the pledge to the flag. Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And you may be seated. Unless you've been in hibernation for a period of time, I hope you've read about our Wildcat Company as a group of 32 had the opportunity to travel to be Normandy to celebrate D-Day. What a great experience it was for those young men and women, and what great representatives they were for the city of Oak Ridge and Oak Ridge Schools. We're very proud of them. So next is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Any additions or corrects to the agenda? Hearing none, please cast your vote. The agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to special reports and presentations. First item is just some of the good news that has been taking place in the Oak Ridge schools, and Dr. Hartman will start with you.
Good evening. I'm pleased to present news from Willowbrook Elementary. 18 Safety Patrol students from Willowbrook, along with two adults, joined other Oak Ridge Elementary Safety Patrol programs on a trip to Washington, D.C. It was an amazing experience for the students as they got to visit national monuments and memorials and travel out of state for the first time without their families. The students from Willowbrook and Oak Ridge Schools represented themselves excellently. A big thank you to the Board of Education, the sponsors, Mr. Nussbaum, and all the chaperones for making a memorable trip possible. Willowbrook is excited to host the Summer Learning Camp taking place this summer. They're thrilled to report the camp began with 67 students on the first day, despite some students having pre-scheduled absences. A huge shout out to Ms. O'Kurt, Ms. Tan, and Dr. Collins for their outstanding work with SLC.
Ms. Webb.
Continuing with Willowbrook, Willowbrook is excited to host the Summer Learning Camp taking place this summer. I'm sorry, I'm repeating what Ms. Hartman just said. How about a team of six educators from Willowbrook will be traveling to the NIET Summer School in Scottsdale, Arizona this week. They will be sharing their knowledge and experiences in professional development when staff return in July. And Michelle Chanot, a first grade teacher, was selected to participate in the Nieswanger Foundation West externship. Alongside 20 other local teachers, she engaged in a valuable learning opportunity at the Anderson County Career and Technical Center. Ms. Chanot will share her experience with staff in July. Her key learnings emphasize the significance of safety, teamwork, communication, and problem solving, which are the most important aspects of the job. And Dr. Tiffany Collins was chosen to be the 24-25 Innovation Coach for Willowbrook and Linden Elementary Schools. We are excited to see the impact this position will have on integrating STEM practices into the classroom. And that's from Willowbrook.
Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Robertville. Robertsville Middle School had their first ever promotion ceremony for eighth grade students as a culminating event to their capstone work this school year. Throughout this academic year, students immerse themselves in career exploration and extensive planning to prepare themselves for the transition to Oak Ridge High School and their future. It was an exciting day to celebrate our students and their achievements while they were at Robertsville.
Ms. Egg.
From Oak Ridge High School, the Oak Ridge High School baseball team had a remarkable season this year. The Wildcats achieved a significant milestone by making it to the state tournament for the first time in 52 years. Competing in Murfreesboro, they participated in three games and proudly secured a top six position in the state. Outstanding record of 28-16-1 marks the highest number of wins ever achieved by any Oak Ridge High School baseball team. Congratulations to Travis Free, his dedicated staff, and all the players for their exceptional performance this season.
Also from Oak Ridge High School, congratulations to Mason Greenlaw, our first track state champion since 2012. Despite the pouring rain, Mason won the 800 meter with a time of 1:57.09 seconds. He maintained the lead throughout every step of the race. Congratulations to Mason. Also, our own Alan Thacker was recently sworn in as state president for the Tennessee School Plant Management Association. Congratulations and good luck, Alan. And that's just some of the good news taking place in the Oak Ridge schools. Next, Dr. Borchers, I'll turn it over to you. But before we do that, Officer Swigert and his wife, Carrie, I'd like for you to come to the podium, please, both of you.
Yeah, tonight we're lucky. I'm going to have Bruce share some of the stats on Officer Swigert, but just really want to thank him for all of his years of service, 10 years at Oak Ridge High School. Has been kind of a rock through all those years, and just truly appreciate him. And before I turn that over to Mr. Lay for a little bit more information, just thank Chief Smith. We have just an outstanding relationship with the ORPD, and Officer Swigert's a big part of that. So thank you, Chief, for all you do. So, Mr. Lay, you want to give us more stats on Officer Swigert?
Yes, sir. And just to recognize Officer Swigert as an SRO would be a mistake. He is a friend, he's a supporter, and he's a nice guy. And honestly, the information, sometimes students have felt so comfortable going to Officer Swigert to share really important information with us. Times investigations were really short. They just went and spoke to their favorite SRO, okay? But Officer Swigert began his law enforcement career in April 1980 in Florida. He served 27 years with the Delray Beach Police Department, retiring as a sergeant on May 25th, 2007. Officer Swigert and his family moved to Oak Ridge shortly after retiring from Delray Beach. On October 8th, 2007, Officer Swigert joined Oak Ridge Police Department. He has served in various roles with Oak Ridge over the last 17 years, patrol officer, canine handler, and school resource officer at Oak Ridge High School for the past 10 years. Officer Swigert is set to retire again on July the 5th, 2024, after serving over 44 years in law enforcement. We appreciate you and thank you, sir, and we wish you an absolutely wonderful retirement.
Thank you all for being here. Well, you get to stay and make sure everything's okay tonight. Okay.
That's what I asked him to talk
about. Okay.
Doesn't seem fair, does it?
Okay. Next, it's our honor to have with us tonight former Oak Ridge Board of Education member and current chairman of the Tennessee State Board of Education, Mr. Bob Eby.
Thank you, Keith. It's kind of strange to be on this side of the podium. But it is my pleasure today to come and honor Linden Elementary School. Every year, the Federal Department of Education gives out Blue Ribbon Awards. And I know you all are aware that the Linden School won that Blue Ribbon Award last year. And the State Board and the Department of Education once a year bring the awardees in to Nashville to celebrate and to host them for breakfast and to talk with the schools and learn the lessons of what they're doing so we can spread it across the state. Unfortunately, Linden wasn't able to come, but it gave me an opportunity to come here and make this award. So I'll read to you what the Department of Education wrote and said at the meeting. It says, the National Blue Ribbon Schools Program recognizes public and private elementary, middle, and high schools based on their overall academic excellence or their progress in closing achievement gaps among student subgroups. Every year, the U.S. Department of Education seeks out and celebrates great American schools, demonstrating that all students can achieve to high levels. Only 300 schools across the country were recognized this year. The National Blue Ribbon School Award affirms the hard work of students, educators, families, and communities in creating safe and welcoming schools where students master challenging content. The National Blue Ribbon School flag gracing an entry or flying overhead is widely recognized symbol of exemplary teaching and learning. The 6 public schools in Tennessee this year that were recognized, the Middle College at Austin Peay State University, Montgomery County Schools, Nolan Elementary, Hamilton County Schools, Brentwood Middle School, Williamson County Schools, Crosswind Elementary in Clearville, Fairmont Elementary in Johnson City, and Linden Elementary in Oak Ridge. And specific for Linden, this is what they had. District Oak Ridge, Director of School Bruce Borcher, School Principal Heather Jenkins. Linden Elementary is honored to teach approximately 550 kindergarten through fourth grade students as part of Oak Ridge Schools. The long tradition of their caring, compassionate staff, and overwhelming parental and community involvement continues to contribute to the school's overall academic success. Their continued focus on the whole child ensures that every student is prepared for college, career, and success. Congratulations to Linden Elementary. And I said at the board that this one was particularly of interest for me because this is a school my 2 kids graduated from and where my wife taught for 3 years and taught with Ms. Jenkins. So if she'll come here, I'll be glad to give her this plaque.
Thank you. I just wanted to take a moment to say we got the opportunity to travel to Washington, D.C., myself, Ms. Brazel, and Ms. Molly Smith went with us as well. And I think I shared with Dr. Borchers and Mr. Lay, you realize how prestigious this award really is once you get to Washington, D.C., and get the opportunity to collaborate with other educators from around the country. And I just want to say it's a reflection of the Oak Ridge School community. It's a reflection of the amazing teachers and educators that we have here in Oak Ridge, but at Linden specifically. And just it's a shout out to our students and families as well. So I want to say thank you to each one of you and for all of your support. Thank you to Mr. Eby. He and I go way back, as we say. I taught with Miss Eby. Miss Eby actually taught my oldest son. So it's great to see things like this unfold within the Oak Ridge schools and within our Oak Ridge school community. So thank you for your support.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Next is the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium, sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Please cast your vote. The consent agenda is approved unanimously. Now we move to items for action. Item A is FY24 budget transfer number 3. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY24 budget transfer number 3, second reading.
The superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
Just as a reminder, this transfer included realignment of general fund expense accounts due to building and department needs. That includes furniture purchases, student device cases, and multiple maintenance projects. Also, end-of-year alignment of cafeteria fund expense accounts, adjustment of grant budgets due to allocation changes and program needs, and established a summer learning camp and summer learning transportation grant budget.
Any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item B, FY24 budget transfer number 4. This is a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY24 budget transfer number 4.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. Klein. Dr. Borchers.
This is for end-of-year realignment of multiple grant budgets and then the established fiscal monitoring grant budget, and we're going to cover that topic here in a couple agendas.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C is FY24 Board of Education audit contract. Dr. Bush.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 Board of Education audit contract.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Agle. Dr. Borchers.
We recommend that the board approve the audit firm of Brown, Jake, and McDaniel, PC, for performance of the FY24 annual audit. The attached engagement letter for the Board of Education audit for FY24 totals $48,950, plus hourly rates for non-audit services.
Comments or questions? How many years have we had this group?
I think this will be our seventh year with them. FY17 was the first year that they were our auditors.
So we're
very happy with them.
Very happy with what they're doing. And that process starts relatively soon, does it not?
Yes, we will have them here the second week of July. They'll be here for our internal school funds audit.
Any other questions? Please cast your vote. And passes unanimously. Item D, FY24 Fiscal Pre-Monitoring Supports Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY24 Fiscal Pre-Monitoring Supports Grant.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
This grant kind of came to us out of the blue and caught us off guard, but we did receive $29,091.50, and we're going to use those to support district contracted services, board of some of our ESSER goals.
Those are the kind of grants that we like that just kind of show up on our doorstep. Comments or questions? Hearing none, cast your vote. Motion passed unanimously. Item E, FY25 Federal Projects Budget Resolution. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY25 Federal Projects Budget Resolution.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
This resolution will dismiss further approval requirements by the school board for federal budgets and revisions approved by the Tennessee Department of Education and E-Plan during FY25. That's a lot of information, but I know the board would like to hear more from Van Dyke, so I'll turn it over to Ms. Van Dyke.
I'll try to keep it concise. So as part of the budget document that the comptroller releases, I guess this is something we could have done for many years, but we didn't know. And so they've asked the Department of Education to disseminate the information out to districts. So we can pass part of our budget so that y'all would have still have to approve grants, approve the initial budget, but then all the transfers throughout the year that are just within federal programs. So you would still have to approve any transfers within our general fund. But our federal programs, basically, if the state's approved it, then it's y'all don't have to look at it again unless you want to. So that's what this resolution would do. It would be for FY25, allow us to do that. And so y'all would just have fewer of those federal programs, budget transfers throughout the year.
Comments or questions? And this came about through the comptroller's office or directed by federal government or both?
This was from the Tennessee comptroller's office. And so it's been a part of their guidance, I guess, for many years. It's just some districts use it, some don't. And so they asked the Department of Ed to kind of let districts know that, hey, if you're not using this, it's something that you have the ability to. So.
Other questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item F, FY25 Board of Education Annual Agenda. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY25 Board of Education Annual Agenda.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is just a monthly list of things that we do year after year. We can always add things in addition to what you see on that memo there, but it's something for us to keep in front of us so we don't let something slip by throughout the school year.
And I would add to that, as a board of distinction, this is one of the requirements that in order to be a board of distinction, you have to have is an annual agenda.
Correct.
Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item G, FY25 district paper purchase. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend FY25 district paper purchase.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Dr. Hartman, a close third by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
We recommend the board approve this this bid by American Paper and Twine for the annual district paper purchases, as they're the statewide contract for the state of Tennessee. Over the course of the year, the district will purchase paper in excess of $25,000 from this single vendor, which requires board approval.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item H, FY25 Food Service Contract Renewal. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of FY25 Food Service Contract Renewal.
We've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
As the board knows, this is our second year of the contract with Southwest Food Service Excellence, and I know the board's gone to some schools and had lunch, and I know our quality of food has gone up. We do have some details here and some changes that we don't typically have, so I'm going to ask Ms. Van Dyke to kind of just gradually, or just a 60,000-foot level of what we have in the memo there.
So the kind of the second paragraph there where it talks about the amounts is really the contract itself, and then what we've always included as part of our contract approval is also the intent for meal prices the following year. We've not raised our meal prices since, before COVID. And so when we did the USDA calculator this year, the calculator indicated that we were undercharging for our meals, and especially with the inflation that we've seen. And so it actually indicated that we should really raise the rates more than we're making the recommendation that we do so. But we did look at this as a group of us, and so we have the recommendations of increasing meal prices some, as well as decreasing a la carte pricing for fruits and vegetables to try to encourage kids to, if they're going to get extra food, that be the fruits and vegetables would be the way to go for health as well as price.
Comment, questions? We've mentioned this before, but since we're on this topic, it bears mentioning again. We, as Dr. Borcher said, and I think I mentioned this at our last meeting, we board did have the opportunity to visit all the schools and have lunch, and the comments that we received from the students and staff members there was very favorable about the quality of the food, the different options that they had. One of the things, excuse me, that we did talk about, you want to mention that again, or you want me to just mention it as far as the, okay, is if to look at some way with items that are wrapped. We noticed that, and this is in the category of waste, a student may get a milk, for example, and never opens it, and then it goes in the garbage. Would there be some way that we could have a reuse, that's probably not a good word, because it hasn't been used. A share table where kids could, if I don't want this, I put it on the table or put it in a ice bucket or whatever, and let other students who might enjoy having it either then or in some cases put it in their backpack, and if it wasn't an item that needed refrigeration, take it home with them to eat. So that's something the board would like to. We heard varying opinions as we traveled across the school districts of why we could and do this. I think it had been done in the past at one of our schools at Woodland, yes. So I think that's something, if we could just kind of look into that and come back to the board and say, well, this is possible, but we'd have to do this, or no, we can't do this for this reason. That would be good, I think.
We can do that.
Right. Other questions or comments? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is the FY25 Oak Ridge School Student Discipline Code of Conduct. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY25 Oak Ridge School Student Discipline Code of Conduct.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
A lot of work has gone into this handbook, and Mr. Lay will describe that here in a second, but I think this is probably the best handbook we've had in many, many years. And Mr. Lay, do you want to speak to that work?
Yes, sir. It became apparent the past few years that we had cut and pasted for several years. And when you do that, you just don't have things together. And I mean, the information was there, but not like it should be. We had a volunteer, I'm going to use that lightly, Mrs. Molly Gallagher Smith. She took on the job of basically working through the handbook to basically just make it smoother and make sure it was accurate, and she just did a phenomenal job. So I told her the day I felt like we had abused her just a little bit having her do that, but she really did a tremendous job, and we thank her for that. So we did, and I guess from my end, one of the things we worked on, too, was we looked at the dress code just a little bit, and be honest about it, I guess the biggest thing was mid-thigh. It's in today's world, it's difficult to expect all young ladies to dress in a manner to where the shorts, the skirts, and the dresses are mid-thigh. So we changed that wording a little bit, but basically made some improvements. And we tried to have everything reflect what we're actually doing so that it was stated correctly.
Comments or questions? Ms. Agle.
Just a comment. I appreciate you all taking a look at this. The young lady who came and spoke at the last meeting and rightly said that it is difficult to purchase some clothes that fit the dress code because the style this year and many years is shorter shorts than what was previously allowed in the dress code. I appreciate you taking care of that. I have long felt like dress codes discriminate against female students primarily, and making it a little easier is better.
You're certainly welcome, and I will share with you that when the principals, you know, the committee met all principals, and I said, let's discuss mid-thigh, and not one person in the room said we're enforcing that, okay? So although it was in the handbook, we were being more reasonable with that, and we'll continue to be reasonable, and we're looking for modesty is what we're after, just something that is modest. We have the term in there, disruptive to the learning environment. I'm not sure clothing has ever truly been disruptive, but once again, we are concerned about modesty.
Yeah. Other questions or comments? Dr. Hartman.
Just one comment. I was glad to see the inclusion of the AI for students, that it's not a substitute for schoolwork.
Yes, it is something, you know, 10 years ago we would have never thought about. I guess 3 years we would not have thought about that, but yes, that was another area that was addressed.
Thank you. Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Moving along to item J, Board Policy 1.800, School Calendar, first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 1.800, School Calendar.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Lay has the majority of these new policies coming up here the rest of the evening, but Mr. Lay, do you want to share a little bit about this school calendar and the work you've done behind the scenes?
Yes, if you look at our calendar the past 2 or 3 years, we have made an effort not to have school on election days. And then we actually did a survey with staff and said, well, what if we make it a PD day and students are not in the building? And approximately 32-33% of staff stated that they were still uncomfortable being in a school building on an election day. So really tried to move away from that, but we did word it to just give a little bit of flexibility. And the change was students will not attend school on major election days, because the thinking was there may be something come up, something relevant, that we would need to have a PD day on an election day. But if we held it at the high school where we do not hold elections, we felt like that would be fine. I spoke to Mr. Mark Stevens with the Election Commission, and of course his preference is that we not have school on election days. So once again, we're all in agreement, we're in a good place, and I think it will be very unlikely that we have students attend school on election day.
Questions or comments? Please cast your votes. Motion passes unanimously. Item K, Board Policy 3.202, Emergency Preparedness Plan, first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 3.202, Emergency Preparedness Plan.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
Public Order 563 requires districts to develop procedures on how staff will determine the cause of a fire alarm activation, including the potential for an active shooter event. We've included provision this requirement in our policy and will include a TSBA model template in our administrative procedure when that update is available. Mr. Lay is currently working with the ORPD and the Oak Ridge Fire Department to develop the specifics of these individual procedures.
Answer questions. Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, item L, Board Policy 3.205, Security, first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 3.205, Security.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
New state law, Public Chapter 882, requires that principals immediately report certain types of assaults and certain acts of vandalism to the superintendent of schools, local law enforcement. We've updated our policy to include this requirement.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item M, Board Policy 5.307, Physical Assault Leave. This is a first and second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.307, Physical Assault Leave.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
Previously, per state law, physical assault leave was only available to teachers. Public Chapter 839 expands this type of leave to include any employee who is absent from assigned duties as a result of physical assault or other violent criminal acts committed in the course of their employment duties. We've updated our policy to reflect change and have also included a notice requirement, Public Chapter 915.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item E, purchase of replacement boiler system at Robertsville Middle School. Dr. Borchers.
I recommend approval of the purchase and installation of the replacement boiler system at Robertsville Middle School by McCann Mechanical Incorporated in the amount of $397,200.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the memo there, this work is scheduled to be started over the summer break and be completed prior to the winter heating season. The project includes replacement of two boilers that have reached or exceeded their scheduled life cycle, associated pumps and piping that provide heating to the facility. And I'd also like to add just a big thank you to Mr. Heeman, the city manager, and the city council for funding this project this year.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item O, purchase of iPads for K-1 refresh. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the purchase of 800 iPads for grades K-1 to replace warranty student devices.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Dr. Borchers.
This is just a refresh. The current iPads are 4 years old and out of warranty, so this will be good for K-1.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item P, Oak Ridge High School basketball field trip to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the ORHS basketball field trip to Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Little. Dr. Borchers.
This particular trip has already taken place and worked with the board on this, but bringing it forward for official approval.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Next item, Oak Ridge High School cheerleader field trip to Johnson City, Tennessee. Dr. Borchers.
I recommend approval of the ORHS cheerleaders to participate in the UCA camp at ETSU in Johnson City, Tennessee.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
And we've got 25 cheer students that are going to take this trip on July 9th and come back on July 12th.
Comments or questions? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item R, Oak Ridge High School volleyball field trip to Lexington, Kentucky. Dr. Borchers.
I recommend approval of the ORHS volleyball field trip to Lexington, Kentucky to participate in a team building camp.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
We've got approximately 12 volleyball team members that are going to participate in this camp to build team skills and rapport building.
Comments or questions? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. We move next to items for information. Mr. Lay, we'll go to you. Enrollment and attendance reports.
Yes, sir. Well, we are at the end of the ninth reporting period, and we finally have a solid number. If you compare our enrollment for fiscal year 23 to fiscal year 24, we increased by 206 students across the district. Our attendance for the ninth reporting period was encouraging. Six schools showed improvement. One was the same as last year. One went the other way just a little bit, but overall we've had a good year with student attendance. We have improved. If we could this much next year, it would really be a good thing. So, and we can present trophies tonight if you all are, if you're prepared. This is where they get to enjoy them all summer, or what's left.
They can polish them and get them shiny. Yes. And bring them back over them.
Yes. Okay. In the area of student attendance for the ninth reporting period, Jefferson Middle School receives an honorable mention. You were third, Mr. Cox. Okay. Okay. We had a tie for first and second, and this is going to work out great for one school because the other school isn't here, so they get the trophy. We had Glenwood Elementary and Woodland Elementary. They had the best student attendance for the ninth reporting period. Mrs. Bowles has been looking for this all year long. Congratulations. All right, in the area of staff attendance, an honorable mention would go to Robertsville Middle School. Okay. But the winner would be Mr. Cox in Jefferson Middle School. The best staff attendance. And I would have thought this number would have been lower, but we had 300, and 79 staff members with perfect attendance. I would have assumed some would have been using personal leave that last month of school, but 379 staff members had perfect attendance for the ninth reporting period. So, once again, a good month.
The next item is the financial report. We've kind of covered the items there, unless Ms. Van Dyke, you have any additional. We'll move on to items for discussion. My computer's just doing all kinds of weird things. What else is new? Old business or new business, if there's none of either. Communications, the Oak Ridge Board of Education participated in the TSBA team camp. We didn't actually get to go to camp. We did this online. This a week from today is our big day. It's called Team Camp Trivia. Not real sure how this is going to work online with all the districts everywhere, but we'll be there. If we can get a good team spirit, and maybe have Coach Vitello give us a little pregame speech, we might pull this out, because the winning team gets their expenses paid to the TSBA convention. So we'll come back in August and either report our success or leave that off the agenda, whichever is best at that time. So we're excited about that. It's been fun. It's been kind of fun doing that. On July the 17th, Dr. Williams' teachers will be in the auditorium at Oak Ridge High School, and that starts at 8:30 on July the 17th. Our next board meeting, we have no board meetings in July, but we will have two in August, and our next board meeting would be August the 5th. I believe it's that first Monday in August. Dr. Borchers, any additional comments?
You know, we're in between worlds right now of closing down one year, starting another, but it won't be long at all before we're back here and this whole thing's running again. I won't give dates on when people are reporting back because nobody wants to hear that.
Right. So there is some time between right now and whenever those dates are. That it's time to rejuvenate, have some fun, do some fun things, enjoy life. Thank each of you for being here on this night. Officer Swigert, congratulations and good luck to you. And Mrs. Swigert, good luck to you as well. And thank each of you again for your attendance tonight. We stand adjourned. I think it was going to do it anyway. We had a choice there for a minute.